So good afternoon. It's my great pleasure to be here, and I was asked to present an African perspective on the topic environment, climate, creation. And I was given 8 to 10 minutes. And only 8 to 10 minutes, and to give an African bishop only 10 minutes. Oh, it's I would not call it an insult. So I'll try to meet your time frame expectations. One thing I would like to put very clear, and I'd like the world to understand, is that the planet Earth we live in is a gift of God, the Creator, to us. The planet Earth does not belong to us. It's not our personal property. Before mankind was created, God was deliberate in engineering an ideal environment. And the ground was fertile, the vegetation was lush, the air invigorating, and a pristine river flowed. As you can see, the land use and topography of Eden were meticulously executed. And in that perfect environment, God required man to care for and maintain the beauty of his surroundings for a better and suitable, sustainable life for all human beings and other creatures. Dear friends, greenhouse gases cause global warming. And NASA estimates that average surface temperatures could rise between 2 degrees centigrade and 6 degrees centigrade by the end of the 21st century. And this is going to have very serious consequences. Climate change is heating. Climate change is heating the earth, the planet, and endangering the lives of billions of human beings and threatening the survival of other species. The potential future effects of global climate change include more frequent wildfires, as we have seen, longer periods of drought in some regions, and an increase in the number, duration, and intensity of tropical storms. But there are also going to be extensive effects like mass migration. We have been discussing about it, political instability, and conflicts. So the potential future effects of global climate change are serious. We need to take this serious. So we need to remind each other that our earth, our common home, which we are given by God as a gift, is on fire. There is a potential threat related to climate change. And the reasons are well known. But some people, for their own selfish reasons, do not want to acknowledge this. But the fact is, whether we acknowledge the existence of climate change or we deny it, we should know The impact of climate change is going to affect all of us. The future of our children is at danger. We are almost stealing the future from our children. Therefore, we need to seriously take measures to combat climate change. And here, I think every one of us has a responsibility, has a role to play. So how do we respond to climate change? We talk of climate change mitigation. Reducing climate change involves reducing the flow of heat, trapping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, either by reducing sources of these gases. For example, the burning of fossil fuels for electricity, heat, or transport. But we can also respond by adaptation, adapting to life in a changing climate, which involves adjusting to actual or expected future climate. And the goal of adaptation is to reduce our vulnerability to the harmful effects of climate change, like sea level encroachment, more intense extreme weather events, or food insecurity. It also encompasses making the most of any potential beneficial opportunities associated with climate change. For example, longer growing seasons or increased yields in some regions. Ladies and gentlemen, we, from our faith as Christians, we talk about stewardship. And this follows from the belief that human beings are created by the same God who created the entire universe and everything in it. To look after the earth is to look and to care for God's dominion, and it is our responsibility. We have a moral responsibility. When I started campaigning for tree planting in my diocese about 10 years or 12 years ago, some people did not understand me. Why should a bishop concern himself with tree planting and not caring for the people, about the people? Well, I told them, you must read your Bibles carefully. Trees and human beings belong together. If the trees die completely, we cannot survive. Pardon? Time? 2 minutes. Now, climate change is affecting poor, the marginalized and vulnerable populations. And it is affecting them disproportionately. Those who have contributed least to climate change are likely to suffer the most. For example, the CO2 emissions here in Germany per head per year is between 9 and 10 tons. But when compared to the emissions in my country, Tanzania, it is 0.2 tons per year. Now I ask myself, why should a poor Tanzanian farmer be penalized or carry the most burden for sins he or she, somebody else, has done? I think we really need to ask ourselves about this. And therefore, I call upon our European, our German sisters and brothers in faith to really and seriously think about their lifestyles. We need to do that. Maybe this may need us to switch to green economy. This may need us to change our life standards in the sense of consumption. We need to have a kind of a, I know you have a kind of a TÜV, the Technische Überwachungsverein. Und ich denke, I think we need to have a Lebensverhaltensüberwachungsverein. This is important because most of the CO2 emission is indirectly or directly related to what we put on our dining tables, is directly related to what is in our refrigerators. So I'm talking of a lifestyle which in the end will be good for us all. What we should not do is to give up, because some people say, yes, the global warming, the climate change is too big a problem for me. I cannot do anything. So we keep silent. We don't do anything. Please, let us not give up. Everybody has something to do, can take some positive steps in order to make our world a happy place to live, not only for us, but also for the generations to come. Thank you very much.